two big pay-per-views this weekend. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, July 17th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@justprowrestlingnews.com. We've got a pair of major shows this weekend with live fans in attendance for both.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling presents Slammiversary on Saturday night. Kenny Omega defends the Impact World Championship in the main event against Sami Callihan in a no disqualification match. At least two surprise opponents will be revealed. One of them will challenge Deonna Purrazzo for the Knockouts title. The other will team with Matt Cardona against Brian Myers and Tennille Dashwood. I'm not offering any prediction, but on Thursday's Impact, Scott D'Amore said, quote, "Slammiversary will be a hot mess," end quote. TJP is off of tonight's show. Impact announced Friday he'll be unable to participate, so Falaba will need to find a new partner for the four-way tag title match. Violent by Design is also defending against the Good Brothers and Rich Swann and Willie Mack. The X Division title will be on the line in an Ultimate X match. Josh Alexander defends against Trey Miguel, Rohit Raju, Petey Williams, Ace Austin, and Chris Bay. Plus, Moose versus Chris Sabin, and W. Morrissey versus Eddie Edwards. There will be a free pre-show starting at 7 p.m. Eastern with Fire and Flava defending the Knockouts tag titles against Havoc and Rosemary.
WWE.
Sunday, it's WWE's turn. It's Money in the Bank. Roman Reigns defends the Universal Championship against Edge. Kofi Kingston challenges Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship. Charlotte Flair gets another shot at taking the Raw Women's title off of Rhea Ripley. AJ Styles and Omos put the Raw tag titles on the line against the Viking Raiders. Plus, the two Money in the Bank matches themselves. The men's match has Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Riddle, Ricochet, John Morrison, Big E, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins. The women's match has Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Naomi, Zelina Vega, Nikki Cross, Natalya, Tamina, and Liv Morgan. There's a new match announced for the kickoff show. The Usos will challenge Rey and Dominic Mysterio for the SmackDown tag titles. SmackDown was back in front of live fans Friday night, and they got to see Finn Balor's return to the main roster. He interrupted and then laid out Sami Zayn. Bianca Belair pinned Carmella with the KOD to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship. For the second straight week, Shotzi and Knox beat the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Natalya and Tamina in a non-title match. Knox caught Natalya in a small package after Natalya was distracted by Liv Morgan and Zelina Vega brawling at ringside. That win earned Shotzi and Knox a tag title shot. Roman Reigns and the Usos beat Edge and Rey and Dominic Mysterio. Jey Uso rolled up Rey after a superkick from Jimmy. Seth Rollins won a four-way main event over Kevin Owens, Big E, and Shinsuke Nakamura. Rollins pinned Big E after a curb stomp onto a ladder. Cesaro beat Otis via disqualification after Chad Gable interfered. Toni Storm will make her main roster debut on next Friday's SmackDown. Davey Boy Smith Jr. is officially back in WWE. He worked a non-televised match under the name Harry Smith before the start of Friday night's SmackDown broadcast. WWE has canceled a pair of upcoming live events, a house show in Gainesville, Florida on August 8th, and SmackDown in Atlanta on September 17th.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan has a Summer Struggle show on Saturday. Earlier in the day, New Japan announced Kota Ibushi will miss its show on Sunday due to an illness. It added that Ibushi tested negative for COVID-19. The Tag Team Turbulence Tournament got underway on Friday night's New Japan Strong. Brody King and Chris Dickinson beat JR Kratos and Danny Limelight. They advanced to the semifinals to face Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs, who beat Kevin Knight and the DKC. On the other side of the bracket, Yuji Nagata and Ren Narita beat Freddie Ehi and Wheeler Yuta, and the Good Brothers beat TJP and Clark Connors. TJP took the pin after a magic killer. New NWA Women's Tag Team Champions will be crowned at the Empower pay-per-view on August 28th. And that's just pro wrestling news for Saturday, July 17th. Be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. We also thank you in advance for leaving a glowing rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.